A little bit of disturbing news, I imagine, for fast bowlers out there, with Mitchell Starc coming off one of the career highlights, that 10-wicket haul down there at Manuka Oval. It was against a poor Sri Lankan side, but in staying on that, Mitchell Starc has been ruled out of the one-day internationals and the T20s against India and Pakistan. Now, it's just a soft tissue injury. I'm wondering how much of it's an injury and how much of it's just, you know what?
Freshen up.
Just have a freshen up, have a break. Yeah, you've had a tough summer. Get ready for the real stuff coming up, the World Cup and then the Ashes series. We'll ask Stuart Clark, he'll know. Hi, Clarky.
Morning, TK. Morning, Loz. I think there's a little bit of that in there, mate. I think you'd have to be Einstein to work that out.
No.
It was good for his confidence, though, Stuart, to grab 10 for in that game against Sri Lanka.
Oh, mate, absolutely. Then, you know, he was battling. He's had a tough summer where things particularly hadn't gone his way. And look, he hadn't bowled at his best either. I think you can hide from that. He'd been pretty wayward in a few different games, but I think that started to weigh down on his mind. And look, he was, he was pushing it up a hill, if you know what I mean. And you get a few wickets and all of a sudden everything's a bit rosy and they give you a couple of games off. So, mate, he needs some time now just to freshen up. And, in saying that, he needs to also play some competitive cricket before he goes into the World Cup.
I saw a little snippet, I think, in News Limited Press, that there was the thought that they were going to drop Mitchell Starc for this series before Josh Hazlewood actually got injured and play Peter Siddle instead of Mitchell Starc.
I don't think that's quite right.
Please, we're not. He wasn't going that bad, was he?
Well, no, he wasn't. Look, I think I said it last time I was on the show. He does something a bit different. He bowls left-handed, and that's a commodity you need in the game. You need a little bit of variety. He also bowls faster than everyone else in the team. So when you have got a flat wicket or you've got some guy you can't get out and you want to try and rough him up a bit, well, you want to bowl your fastest bowler. And with respect to Peter Siddle, he's bowling at 135. Mitchell's bowling at 150. There is a massive difference in the game to that sort of stuff. So I don't think Mitchell Starc's place was ever in jeopardy. There was a lot of people commenting on whether he should or shouldn't be in the team, but I don't think the people that actually had any say in it were on that page.
Mm. This one-day squad to go to India is about to be announced today. Do you think we'll find Matthew Wade in that squad?
Yeah. We should. We probably should see Darcy Short in that squad as well, given what I've been watching in the Big Bash. They've been unbelievable. Matthew Wade's got his detractors in when he was wicket-keeping, and he went through a really bad patch there last time he was in the Australian setup. But he's gone back and actually done what we want players to do. Go back to domestic cricket, whatever level that is, whether it be Big Bash or one-day cricket or Shield cricket, and get like a truckload of runs. And I think if you look at the TV, you've only got to watch for 5 minutes and go, this guy's in pretty good nick at the moment. Why aren't we picking him?
Even further to that conversation, Stewie, and he might not be everyone's cup of tea, but he's leading the Shield runs. So he's done it.
Can I ask why is he not everyone's cup of tea?
Well, he's on the... Can you explain, Stewie, or what's the thought process there about him being on the nose?
Well, whether he's on the nose, I just think they've sort of moved past him. They've said, look, we're going with younger players or players of the future, and look, you had your chance at playing for Australia, and it didn't work out, so we're not going to stay. That's what I get the feelings going on. Whether he's on the nose or not with people, I don't quite know. But
An abrasive sort of... I mean, keepers can be annoying buggers, can't they? Has he got that sort of abrasive personality?
Yeah, well, I think he sort of comes away on TV. I haven't seen him in a few years, but he's not abrasive off the field. You've got to remember, he got put back in the team for Peter Neville because Peter Neville wasn't abrasive enough.
Correct.
So we went with, now he's too abrasive? Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Surely that can't be the issue.
And in a way, they sort of said, well, you be the lead attack dog.
Yeah.
And then he's carried the can for that as well.
I think he's not in the team because he went through a bad patch with the bat. And I think it was after the Indian series last time around. He didn't get enough runs. And his wicket keeping was sort of, it was 50-50 at best at different stages. So they dropped him, and, probably rightly so. He probably did need to be left out of that team at that stage because his cricket had gone off. But if there's no hope to get back into the team, well, that's ridiculous. He's gone away and got like a mountain load of runs. If he's fit and he can actually field, and I'm not sure if he can actually field, and that's probably a question that needs to be...
Well, he'd be a slips catcher, surely.
Yeah, but, if he's going to play test cricket, that's fine. But not all wicket keepers make great slip fields. I think the infamous Adam Gilchrist when he was in the team with Ian Healy, they put him at slip and I think he shelled a couple in the first over.
Did he? I can't remember that.
You'd be diving in front of the keeper, two of you at first slip.
He hasn't got his big oven mitts on. It's a bit hard when you have to catch him with your hands.
Well, it'd be a funny feeling. Hey, mate, I heard a rumour. Did you make 100 on the weekend?
Nah.
Or the weekend before?
No, I may have.
Oh.
I can't remember. It was that long ago.
You made 100 in what type of scenario, Stewie? What, under 14s?
Under 18s
or first grade or fourth grade or what was it?
Local park cricket, mate. A couple of the fathers asked me to have a game and I did.
What's had the fathers bowl to you? You would have looked like Bradman.
Look, in fairness, there was a couple of young blokes, but I reckon one bloke was 75 in the shade.
Get middle and leg and all that type of stuff?
I tell you what was a really funny story. It's played on synthetic.
Pat the pitch.
No. So we're playing on AstroTurf, and I face a couple of balls, and I'm walking down, patting down the pitch, just like my force of habit, until I realised what the hell I was doing and looked at it and went, what am I doing? This is ridiculous.
The under-12 said, geez, this is a big kid.
Big kid.
Look at this big kid coming to the crease.
Well, I tell you what, the other thing is, I said, I said to the wicketkeeper, I said, the old bloke was bowling, I don't know what his name was, I said, I'm going to run past you, I'm going to run past one and miss it. Stump me and give this old bloke a wicket. So the bloke goes, yeah, right. So I run past it and miss it, and he missed it as well.
How many wickets did you take?
I might have got one. Just little medium paces.
Right. And did you open the batting? First drop, second drop?
I don't know, mate. Five, six.
He did. He wasn't going to let some 12-year-old tell him he couldn't.
I'm hoping you're a captain. You didn't have a little 12-year-old say, on the boundaries, Clark. Fine leg.
I'm just a team man, mate. I just happily stood wherever. It didn't taste as much. It was for the Cronulla Flockers down there in the Shire.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Mm. Well done. Good to see you putting something back to junior cricket.
Giving back to the game that gave you so much, mate. It'd be good to see you blokes do that sometimes as well.
On a serious note, we know we've had some fun. Well done on that, the completion and the opening of that $30 million New South Wales Centre of Excellence. I know you had a big role to play there, so it looks magnificent.
Mate, it does. It was a big day on Tuesday, and we had all the luminaries from the world of rugby. It was good to see people like, John Quayle and Ken Arthurson and those names you associate the game with from a bygone era come out and we honoured them by naming certain rooms and stuff like that after them. Your co-host there got a level named after him.
Fantastic.
Because of what he did for New South Wales. I don't know if he's told you that or not. But,
yes, he has.
We went around and did all that. But, mate, you know what? It's been 3 years of sort of, I suppose, blood, sweat and tears. And I heard Trotto on the radio yesterday chatting away about it. It's a massive thing for New South. It's a massive thing for rugby league in this country because it's now a place where not just the state of origin team can come, but all the pathways teams that we have, all the kids from the country that come to the city that want to train, all our female participation which is going through the roof, the referees, which no one ever thinks about, but now they've got somewhere to train rather than just an old dingy old ground out in the middle of nowhere. So it's a big thing. It's been 3 fun years and we're there.
It has been, mate, and I know how much time and effort you have put into it. It's basically been your baby since you've been there at New South Wales Rugby League. So, mate, well done. It was a fantastic day out there on Tuesday, and you should all feel very proud of what you've been able to do.
Cheers, mate. Look, it's been, as I said, it's a big challenge. The biggest challenge now is to let go of it because it's new and shiny, and you don't want anyone to touch it.
Nah, that's right.
It's a bit like you got your brand new white shoes and you wear them out, isn't it? You know what people are christening them.
Don't spill any drink on them, mate. They're nice and new.
Good on you,
exactly,
Stewie.
Right. Get another 100 this weekend against the under-13s, buddy.
Mate, I'm having a rest this week.
Good on you, mate.
I've been rotated out.
Who's this big kid? Good on you, Stewie.
You would have felt confident, mate. After the game.
Have a good day.
Having a shower.
7:50. They all had to walk home or ride their bikes home. He just got in the car and drove off. 7:51. Yeah.